WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood guide to taming the anxiety beast and living a life of calm, control, and courage. Today, we're diving into something that trips up almost everyone at some point. Emotional triggers and those pesky limiting beliefs that keep us stuck in our comfort zones. Ever felt like you're on an emotional roller coaster, propelled by things others say or situations that arise? You know that feeling when a comment from someone sets you off, even if it wasn't meant to be hurtful? Or maybe there are certain thoughts that pop up repeatedly, whispering doubts and anxieties in your ear. Let me tell you, these emotional triggers and limiting beliefs can feel like chains holding you back. But the good news is, we have the power to break free. Think of this as your daily dose of stoic wisdom, served with a side of real talk and a whole lot of motivation. By the end of this episode, you'll have practical tools and strategies to navigate those emotional storms and right those limiting beliefs. Here are 5 key takeaways to keep in mind. 1. Awareness is power. The first step to breaking free is recognizing what triggers you and understanding how those beliefs hold you back. It's like identifying the enemy before you can defeat it, right? Take some time to reflect on situations that consistently make you feel anxious, angry, or insecure. What are the common themes? What specific words or phrases set you off? Journaling can be a great tool for this. Just let your thoughts flow freely onto the page. 2. Challenge those thoughts. Once you're aware of your triggers and limiting beliefs, it's time to challenge them head on. Ask yourself, is this thought really true? What evidence do I have to support it? Often, those negative voices are based on past experiences or fears that no longer serve us. Remind yourself of your strengths, accomplishments, and the times you've overcome challenges in the past. 3. Reframe your perspective. Instead of letting your emotions control you, try to reframe situations from a different angle. Look for the opportunity for growth, learning, or even humor. Remember that challenging experiences can actually make us stronger and more resilient. Think about it like this. Life is a series of puzzles, and those triggers and limiting beliefs are just pieces trying to fit in the wrong way. By reframing your perspective, you're finding the right place for each piece and creating a bigger, more beautiful picture. 4. Focus on what you can control. We can't control everything that happens to us, but we can control our reactions. When you find yourself feeling triggered, take a deep breath and focus on what you can influence: your thoughts, actions, and attitude. Practice mindfulness techniques like meditation or yoga to help calm your mind and gain a sense of inner peace. 5. Seek support. Remember, you're not alone in this journey. Talking to trusted friends or family members, joining a support group, or seeking professional guidance can provide invaluable support and encouragement. Sometimes, just having someone to listen and offer perspective can make all the difference. Let's talk about something relatable. Imagine you're at work, presenting a project you've poured your heart into. You're nervous, feeling that familiar tightness in your chest. Suddenly, one colleague raises their hand and delivers a critical comment, something about a minor detail you overlooked. Ever felt that instant pang of self-doubt? Maybe even urge to retreat and hide under your desk? That's an emotional trigger at work. But here's where those stoic principles come in. You could let that one comment derail your entire presentation, or you could choose to acknowledge it, thank them for their feedback, and calmly address the point. You've prepared well, you know your stuff. By reframing the situation, seeing it as an opportunity for clarification rather than a personal attack, you reclaim control. You show confidence and composure, proving that you can handle challenges with grace and intellect. That's breaking free from those emotional triggers. So, remember these key takeaways. Awareness is your superpower. Challenge those negative thoughts. Reframe your perspective. Focus on what you can control, and don't be afraid to seek support. You've got this. I want to hear from you. Share a time when you successfully navigated an emotional trigger or challenged a limiting belief. Head over to our social media channels and let us know how you're putting these principles into practice in your daily lives. And don't forget to subscribe and leave a review if you found this episode helpful. Until next time, keep striving for calm, control, and courage one day at a time.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.